We're up to Perek Sheni Mehilchos Bikurim. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh Lavim Bikurim LaMikdash. It's a positive commandment to bring the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. But Im Noam Gavala B'Snei HaBayis, it only applies in the time of the Temple, Beretz Yisrael, and only in the land of Israel, Bavad. Shneimer, it says, Reishis Bikur Yad Mascha, the first fruit of your land, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, you should bring to the house of Hashem your God. So you have to have your land, Israel, and it has to be in the house of God, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And by rabbinic law you bring Bikurim, Mare Sichon V'Og, from the other side of the Jordan, the land of Sichon and Og, Masuria, and from Syria, Shekon of Assyria, Kekon of Yishlaim, because by rabbinic law, one who purchases in Syria, it's as if he would have bought it in Jerusalem. Aval Amon, Amo, V'Bov, Al Afa B'Shein, Chayavin, V'Trum, V'Maisus, M'Devrayim, Ein Mavim, Ein Bikurim. But the surrounding lands of Amon and Moab, as well as Babylonia, even though by rabbinic law you have to give Truma and Maiser, still you do not bring Bikurim. You don't bring the first fruits. Maybe Bikurim Mechutz La'aretz and a Bikurim. If you do bring the first fruits from outside of Israel, it doesn't count as Bikurim. Be'ezim Mavim Bikurim al Meshivas Aminin Ha'amurim Meshivach Ha'aretz. You bring Bikurim, first fruits, only from the seven varieties that are mentioned in praise of Israel. Behem they are, Achitim, the wheat, Vasarim and barley, Vanavim grapes, Vatenim figs, Verimonim pomegranates, Vazesim olives, Vatmarim and dates. Mevichutz Meshivas Aminim Lonitzkachu. If he brings outside of these seven varieties, they do not become sanctified. Gimelin Mavin Lomitzmar Shebaharim, you do not bring of the dates that grow in the mountains, Lomiper Shebamakim, nor of the fruit that grows in the valleys, Vazesim Shem and Shenim and Amuvchar, nor of oil-bearing olives that are not of the best quality. You have to bring the dates that grow in the valleys, they're the better kind. The other fruits that grow in the mountains, they're the better kind. The Rambam says, because they're better. But if you brought the ones that are not the best, you're going, like the dates of the mountains, Atenim, Surus, and Rokovos, and rotten figs, Ubakos, and Mushanos, and dusted and smoked figs that are used to kill the bugs inside, not very good quality figs, Lonizkachu, in all of those cases they do not become holy. Daladein Mavim Bikur Mashkin, you don't bring the first fruits in the state of liquid, of a beverage, Chutz Mizeitzim V'Nafim Bovad, with the exception of olives and grapes. Shneimer, it says, Priyo Adama, a fruit of the land, V'lo Mashke, but not liquid. Maybe Mashkinim Kavim Memeno, if you brought it in a liquid form, if you brought fig juice or date juice or what have you, you don't accept it from him. Hey, Akovim Rishlaim Mavim Tenim V'Nafim Lachim, those close to Jerusalem should bring fresh figs and grapes. Those that are far bring dried figs and raisins. Vavim Mavim Bikurim Kodom Latzeres, you don't bring the first fruits before Shavuos. Shneimer, it says, V'chag HaKotzi Bikur Masecha. And the feast of the harvest, the first fruits of your actions, of your harvest, in other words. Maybe in Kavim Menu, if you brought them before Shavuos, you don't accept it. You bring them on, you wait there until Shavuos, and then you can recite the passages. You don't bring the Bikurim after Hanukkah, because the Bikurim that became fresh fruits that grew after Hanukkah, they're considered part of the next year. You have to leave them till after Shavuos. You don't bring from the new crop for the old, on behalf of the old crop, nor vice versa for the old crop on behalf of the new. Kesed ha'sol, lo yavi mi perishachantu kodem tu b'shvat, al perishachantu achatu bo. You shouldn't bring from the fruit that budded before the 15th of Shvat, which is the new year of trees, on behalf of those that budded afterwards. Echad ha'nateh echad olam e'elav. Bikurim is brought either from something that you planted or that even if it grew by itself. Shnemet, it says, Bikur kol ha'shabiyatam, the first fruit of all that is in their land. The fruit of partners are obligated. You are obligated to bring first fruits of that type of fruit. It says, the first fruit of all that is in your land. If something grows in a pot, even though it has a hole in it, so it is open to the earth, or one that grows in a boat, and it may be medical, it doesn't bring of it at all. It says, be some in their land. However, he does bring from that which grows on a roof or in a ruin, that is considered in the land. If a man plants a tree in his field, he extends the root underground so that it comes up in another place, where? Into the field of his friend, or into the public domain. Or the opposite, he planted it in his friend's field or in the public domain, and he took a shoot and made it go underground and come up in his field. Or the trunk was the main part of the tree was in his field. And he took part of it, part of the branches, into another one of his fields, but underneath it passed through either a public road or a private road in between, between the trunk and the side which he extended. The Navi Bikurim, he does not bring Bikurim, neither from what comes out in his original domain, nor that which comes out in the other domain. Shneimas, it says Bikuri at Moscow, the fruit of first fruit of your land. And we interpret it this way, that the whole plant has to grow on your land. Here, since part of the plant goes outside of your land, and there is no obligation of Bikurim. What if his friend gave him permission to extend the plant and have it grow in his own field, even if it's a temporary permission? Under those circumstances, he can't bring Bikurim, because it's considered his field, since he has a right and it was granted permission to plant it there. If the tree was close to the boundary of his friend, or the branches were extended over the field of his friend, even though you really should have put it distanced it a bit from the boundary, you can still bring and read. Because when Yeshua gave out the land, he gave it with the condition that as long as it's actually growing in his land, even though he planted it too close to the boundary, but since it's in fact growing exclusively in his land, that he should be able to bring the Bikurim. Yudbeis ha'arisen, the sharecroppers, v'ha'chakirin, those who work the field for a set amount of grain that they promised to produce, uvalei zroa, and strong-armed people, sh'onten esabolim, v'lokum mehem atosim b'pachos, and they forcefully buy for an undervalued price the land of people, v'gavlanin, or just regular thieves who don't even pay for it. All of these cases, enem avim bikurim, they do not bring the first fruits. Filin siyashu abaylam, even if the owners gave up hope of ever getting their fields back, now, as it says, Bikurim Moscha, the Bikurim of your land. In the case of the sharecropper and the renter, it's not his land. In the case of the thieves, it's not their land. They're stealing it. Yudgimo, Hakona Ilam Batoch Sechavero, if one buys a tree within the field of his friend, and it may be, he does not bring Bikurim, Lefishain Lo Karka, because he doesn't have land. He just has the tree without the land. However, Shlosha, if he buys three trees, Yesho Karka, then the assumption is that he's buying not just the tree, but the land as well. Even though he only purchased the trees. In other words, he doesn't actually own the land, but he has the use of the land around the trees. Harehu Kamisha Kona Karka, that's considered as if he would have bought the land, even though he doesn't really totally own the land. If he explicitly bought a tree and its land, then he brings Bikurim because he does have land. If one buys fruit that's cut already, but he also buys the land, he does bring the Bikurim. He has the fruit and its land, even though he bought the fruit after it was cut. If he sold him fruit outside of the land, in other words, he sold him fruit but not land, even if it's still attached to the trees, the seller doesn't bring Bikurim because the fruit doesn't belong to him. The buyer doesn't bring because he doesn't have the land. If the seller then buys back the fruit from the buyer, maybe then he does bring, because he does have the fruit, the earth and its fruits, even though for a while he sold it. If you sell your field to a non-Jew and then you buy it back, then he does bring the korban by Torah law. It's not excluded from the mitzvah via the purchase of the non-Jew, as we've previously explained. To Zion, Asher Shabbatla, a tree of idolatry that was nullified, it's not going to be used as an idol anymore. You still do not bring Bikurim from it. Because Bikurim are like the things sanctified to the temple, therefore you cannot use under any circumstances the Asherah. Bikurim Elam Shir Min HaTorah, there is no limit to the Bikurim by Torah law. But by Rabbinic law, Tzorach L'Apashach Mishishim, you should bring 1/60. Rosh Hashanah is called today Bikurim Oseil. If you want to make your whole field as an offering of the first fruits, you can do so. If you separated your Bikurim, then afterwards you added to them, or you beautified them, add other kinds of fruits to make it look nicer. But at the Sabbath, Bikurim, what you added is considered like Bikurim. The medvar memorim kashavi merit Israel. All this applies if you brought from Israel. But if you bring from the places where you have to bear a rabbinic law, from the other side of the Jordan or from Syria, enem kibikurim, they do not have the status of bikurim. Bishena kibikurim enem chalas ala batara. Nevertheless, even though they don't have the status of bikurim, they must be eaten in the state of ritual purity only. The aimatinus of bikurim b'chol makom elam shivas aminim. What you beautify the bikurim with is only one of the seven varieties, not totally different fruits. Ketem afrishna bikurim. How do you set aside bikurim? Yodarum atol sadeh. A person goes down into his field. V'ro'atena shabikur. He sees a ripe fig. Eshkelonavim shabikur, or a ripe bunch of grapes. Riemen shabikur, or a ripe pomegranate. Koshim b'gmi. He ties them with a little piece of reed. V'yomer, he says, V'elo bikurim. These are bikurim. V'nasim bikurim b'mechubar, v'shkar lahem shem. They become the status of the first fruits, even though they're still attached, once he declares them. V'akvishadayin lovashul kotzakam, even though they're not totally ripe. When he finishes them and he cuts them from the ground, and it's lots of lichos hamshem, he doesn't have to re-proclaim them as bikurim. If he didn't separate them when they were still attached and declare their name, or didn't set them aside when they were still attached and declare their name, then he cut them off. We can declare them after they've been cut. All of the fruit has become ritually unclean, unfit. And Amavish Bikurim Batuma, he does not separate Bikurim in a state of ritual impurity. Amavish Minatara Latomi Lechatchila, he can separate from that which is ritually fit on behalf of that which has become Tomei. Melo Peret Acheres Apish Man, if he doesn't have any other fruit, they're all Tomei. Your lead appears to me, Shein Amavish Batuma, that you don't separate altogether in Tuma. Shein Afish Nibud, because there's no point in separating for something to be destroyed. And your lead also appears to me, Shein Bikurim Shnitmo, that if the Bikurim that he already separated in a state of purity became subsequently Tomei, he cannot use them for fuel for the oven like you can with truma that's become defiled. They're like the sacrifices of the temple. They can't be used that way. If a person set aside his bikurim and they fell apart, they became rotten, or they were stolen, or lost, or shenignivu, or robbed, or shenitmu, or they became tamei, burglared, nignavu means they were burglared. Chayav l'hafash achem tachtem, he has to separate others instead of them. Shnem, as it says, Tavi beit Hashem l'kecha, bring to the house of Hashem your God. Malam chukhayav achuyusam, that shows that he's responsible for them. Achavim l'harabayah, still he gets them to the Temple Mountain. If he didn't make it to the Temple Mountain, he has to substitute other bikurim. Chafalav l'mavish bikurim l'alosim b'yadol Yerushalayim, if he sets aside his bikurim to bring them up by hand to Jerusalem, v'yishlochem b'yad ha-shliach, he shouldn't send them through a messenger. If he had in mind in the first place to send them through a messenger, then it is permitted to send them. The reason is that a messenger cannot recite the passages concerning Bikurim when he brings them. And if he had in mind that a messenger would do it, then it's okay. But since here he had in mind that he would do it himself, it must be done that way, and he has that obligation to bring it so that he can recite the passages.